With Montana News, I'm Madeline Broom. A hospital in Billings was reportedly the first in Montana to receive a shipment of the COVID-19 vaccine on Monday. St. Vincent Healthcare Chief Medical Officer Dr. Michael Bush said in a statement the first doses of the vaccine will go to the hospital's frontline staff. Bush said the hospital will follow federal and state-approved distribution guidelines for the vaccine. 10 healthcare facilities in Montana's 7 largest communities are set to receive this week a total of 9,750 doses of the COVID-19 vaccine produced by the drug company Pfizer. Montana's 3 electoral college votes today went to President Donald Trump in line with the state popular vote. State Representative of Missoula, Republican Brad Sheeda, chaired Montana's electors.
Montana's choice for president is Donald J. Trump, and for vice president, it is Michael R. Pence.
Trump won Montana with 57% of the vote to President-elect Joe Biden's 41%. Nationally, Biden cleared the 270 vote threshold Monday, affirming Biden will be the nation's next president. Conservation groups have filed a lawsuit challenging the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's decision to withhold Endangered Species Act protections from wolverines in the lower 48 states. That's where no more than 300 of the animals are thought to remain. The law firm Earth Justice represents over a dozen groups that assert wolverines faced localized extinction as a result of climate change, habitat fragmentation, and low genetic diversity. Earth Justice attorney Amanda Galvan.
We're continuing to try and give the wolverine a fighting chance and asking that the Fish and Wildlife Service is held to the standards of the Endangered Species Act when it's assessing what the risk and the threat to the wolverine species is.
The Fish and Wildlife Service says the number of wolverines is expanding, not contracting. Agency scientists predict enough snow will persist at high elevations. The lawsuit filed today in Missoula District Court contends climate change is diminishing the mountain snowpack wolverines need for their primary habitat. Wildlife officials say new data shows that the Ruby Valley in southwest Montana has become a hotspot for a disease fatal to deer, elk, and moose. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports on the latest detections of chronic wasting disease.
FWP spokesperson Greg Lemon says this year's data has shed light on the prevalence of the disease in the Ruby Valley near Sheridan, where CWD showed up in 23% of samples.
You know, that's pretty significant. That definitely is for us. Qualifies as a hot spot.
The Montana Fish and Wildlife Commission last week approved FWP's request to extend some white-tailed deer hunting seasons through mid-February. In an effort to collect more data and to thin out the herds in the Ruby Valley, the only known way to reduce the presence of the disease. FWP's CWD management plan calls for keeping prevalence in herds with confirmed positives below 5%. As of late last week, Lemon says FWP detected roughly 200 positives, about 3% of the 7,300 samples submitted by hunters statewide this year.
And so far, we've got new positives in 5 hunting districts.
But Lemon says those districts were all near others with previous detections. Lemon says more data is likely to roll in from these extended seasons and additional shoulder seasons around the state, but won't likely yield in any additional management actions this year. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
For more local news, check out our website, mtpr.org. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Madeline Broom.